Hello, friends. I am Nanette Weiser, your host of Lunchtime Conversations, and with me today is a mover and shaker in the Tampa Bay area, Bridget Bellow. And luckily for us, Bridget also has experience in broadcast journalism, so we couldn't be happier to welcome you, Bridget, to Radio St. Pete for your first but not last podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me and giving me the opportunity.
Listen, let's talk a little bit. I know that you were publisher at one point of Tampa Bay Business Journal, but tell people how you got the crazy idea to launch Tampa Bay Business and Wealth Magazine, which is a huge success. So walk us through a little bit of the backstory for those who unfortunately don't know about the magazine, but will now.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's not a short story, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. Yes, I was in the business news industry for 20 years prior to launching Tampa Bay Business and Wealth. I felt like that there were a lot of things in the industry, just the news industry as a whole, that were changing and that I had philosophical differences with. I very much wanted to be a part of the economic fiber of this community and a part of the positive economic fiber of this community and not about writing about companies that were leaving the region or laying off employees, issuing WARN notices, those kinds of things. This is an exciting time to be in Tampa Bay, and it's been an exciting time for the last, 8, 10 years. And I just wanted to be the one that got to tell the stories of the amazing things that are taking place here and make people want to be a part of it. So I kind of put it all in a snow globe and shook it up and said, what lessons have I learned? And, you know, no different than a normal entrepreneur. I thought I could build a better widget with the way that I thought things that should be done. And so that's what we've done. We're focused 100% on delivering business information and news that CEOs and business owners exclusively are not only interested in, but can use to grow their business, grow their employees, grow their professional careers, and that's what we do every month on the pages of TBBW.
Well, before we launch into a preview of the September issue and take a look at some of the things, some of the regular columns that are there, and also about an upcoming event and Women Who Win, I want to ask you this. How do you have time to do all the philanthropic things you do? You have been the governor-appointed vice chair for St. Pete College Board of Trustees. You were there at the St. Petersburg Collegiate High School Auto Selection Committee. You're a member of boards. You've worked with the Spring of Tampa Bay, American Diabetes Association, and CEOs Against Cancer. When do you find time? You also were gala chair for the Alzheimer's Association. Philanthropy is near and dear to your heart. Tell us about that and what you're currently involved with philanthropy-wise.
Oh, goodness. Well, we can spend the whole call talking about that. It is near and dear to my heart. I, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, have been affected by a lot of things that philanthropy makes a difference in. I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm a breast cancer survivor. I am a three-time now hurricane survivor. And so I've always said that I don't believe we can be a great community if we're not a great community. And I find a way to find the time. I don't sleep a lot, but, you know, it's important to me to give back. There's been a lot of people that have sat next to me in some of those crises in my life and that have been super helpful in, you know, turning my life around, whatever the situation may have been, or helping me get through whatever it was. And I feel a responsibility to do the same for other people. So it's a part of the fabric of who I am. It's a part of the fabric of who TBBW is. We've had a philanthropic focus at the magazine from day one. We donate a spread, a two-page spread that's an $8,500 value to a different nonprofit every month. We give them the opportunity to showcase their events and their big check presentations. We make every CEO that graces the cover of the magazine talk about their philanthropic passions, and you know, there's usually a great story behind that and why that's their passion. And we feel like that's an endorsement from a local CEO, but also free exposure for the nonprofit that has their heart. So it's just one of those things that we figure out a way to make sure that it happens, that we're supportive, that, again, we're being members, great members of what we believe is a great community.
You know, you've had some terrific people on the cover, Cheryl Penny, Cindy Hesterman, Brett and Larry Morgan, Bob Stahl, August was Shai Igosi. And tell us a little bit about Gary Hartfield, who is on the September cover.
Yeah, so Gary, you know, I love to say I don't have a favorite story because they're all just so amazing. But Gary, we were able to time his with his eventual announcement of running for mayor for the city of Tampa. He also has a very strong philanthropic heart. He lost his sister to drug addiction. He sits on the board of Thrives, and I do as well. We're both members of that organization. His original business was in assisted living facilities, which that in and of itself is helping those who can't necessarily help themselves, right? He transformed that into an insurance agency because he learned a lot and felt like that he could help other ALFs through the knowledge that he had gained in that business. And now he's turning it into trying to help the city of Tampa by running for mayor. So just another one of the great stories that we've been trusted to tell, and really appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Well, it is a terrific digital as well as print publication and beautifully designed. And I believe that you have a gentleman, Jason, who is your right hand, who is very involved in some of this. Let's just talk about him for a minute, and then let's launch into your signature events.
Sure. Yeah, Jason's my business partner. He's I call him my work husband, you know, because every girl needs two husbands, right? Like a hole in the head. He and I have worked together for, gosh, I'm going to get it wrong if I guess, but over 10 years, possibly even closer to 15, worked together in our previous lives at a previous publication, and we shared the same values and the same belief that we could do things differently and what we thought would be better. And to serve those CEOs that really weren't being served elsewhere. So he's my right hand. He's my work husband. He's my business partner and just an all-around wonderful guy that I feel blessed to have in my life and get to build this with every day.
Well, it's just wonderful. And we hope to have Jason Baker, the vice president and associate publisher, as well in studio. And, you know, we're really looking forward to talking about this event. The Women Who Win Awards 2025, I understand that the you can now nominate someone. Tell us a little bit about this program, because I know we're going to be meeting some of the people who have won awards in your podcast going forward. So tell us a little bit about this.
Teenie would like to be a guest on the show. Sorry about the dog.
Well, listen, we would love to hear the grandchild too, but that's okay. We'll keep that for another time.
Yes, we will. The Women Who Win Awards is my favorite event, if I have a favorite event. We have some really great ones. We do a Philanthropist of the Year that's coming up in November, where we recognize individuals and companies who are just giving back in big ways. Our Apogee Awards celebration is tomorrow evening, actually, and that is a celebration of the entire C-suite, not just the CEO. And that was launched because the majority of the CEOs that we talk to and feature talk about their teams, right? And it's not just them. It takes an entire team to do what they do. So we recognize it across the whole C-suite. We have chief legal officers, chief human resource officers, chief marketing officers, chief financial, chief information. And so it's a hell of a room. We'll have 550 people there tomorrow night, and they will all be C-suite guests. And we're super excited about that. But the Women Who Win go back to what's important to me as a person. It has always been uplifting other women. I have stolen and coined and decided that it is now mine, Madeleine Albright's famous phrase, which is, there is a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. And so it's something that I've always done. It's something that I do in my personal life, in my friendships, in my family and mentoring, and the opportunity to recognize women. You know, I do get asked often, do we really still need to do that? And my answer is always, as long as there's less than 25% or less than 50% women on these big corporate boards around the country, yeah, we still need to keep doing this. We still need to keep uplifting each other, showcasing the women and the amazing things that they're doing, the companies that they're running, the teams that they're leading, and really give them the opportunity to shine. So that's another almost 600-person event. I've heard it referred to as the Grammys of Tampa Bay, which I absolutely love. And we look forward to the opportunity to recognize more women in 2026. Nominations are currently open for that. And I believe they close early December or mid-December. So if you know a woman who's deserving, who's leading a team, a company, and you can take 5 seconds to nominate her, we'd love to have that submission.
Absolutely. And the women who won awards for 2025 were Deborah Livingston, Bernadette Pello, let's see, Michelle Delker, Opal Hudson, Sherry Hoback, Kristen McCall, Natalie Levy, Tracy West, Tammy Fitzpatrick, Mary Rose Gillette, and honestly, so many more. I can't wait for you and I to gather so that we can listen and hear firsthand. And speaking of firsthand, you have some terrific, I will call them departments, but I love the 20 questions, Liz. And, you know, this is just so fun. We really get down. It's like the back of the Vanity Fair magazine, right, the last page. Tell me a little bit about this very special ongoing column that, gosh, I love the one with 20 questions with Sabina Chaudhry, who's the president and CEO of America Infrastructure Development. Tell us a little bit about the importance of really drilling down with these great leaders.
Yeah, Sabina is a great example. She's a wonderful lady. She's running an amazing company. She hasn't quite yet met the requirements to be on the cover of TBBW, but she's told me it's on her vision board. And, you know, that's another one of the favorite things that I get to hear from some of these people, if they don't yet meet those requirements, is to be a part of their lives and their aspirations and for them to say, I'm going to get there and I'm going to call you when I do. And we've had that happen over and over and over again. Another woman, Carrie Charles, that we featured, it took her 2 years, but she got there and she called me and she said, okay, I meet the requirements, I'm ready. You know, we're very particular about the people who are on the cover of the magazine. It is not a paid feature. You cannot buy it. And it's based on select editorial criteria that we are very proud of. So the people that you're reading about are people who have qualified to be there and are doing amazing things. 20 questions we use also for kind of those people who don't either qualify yet or are new to the market. It's a great way to introduce somebody to the business community here in Tampa Bay. And it is just a quick read, quick format for you to be able to sit down with that person maybe at lunch and say, hey, that's the movie that scared me when I was a kid too. Or how do you get up at 4:15 every morning? Tell me about that. What time do you go to bed? You know, it's great conversation starters and connection points for people and a really good way to introduce a new CEO or a nonprofit CEO or somebody, again, who doesn't quite make the criteria for the cover yet. And a fun read for the people, the 15,000 CEOs who receive the magazine every month.
So, folks, I'm talking with Bridget Bellow. She is the CEO and publisher of Tampa Bay Business and Wealth and so much more. But we're going to turn the tables on Bridget for a minute. We're going to ask her some of those 20 questions just for fun. Bridget, what is your favorite TV show of all time?
You didn't warn me that you were going to do this. I was trying to come up with fun answers.
Oh, you'll be fun just the way. And you can skip over. We're just going to do a couple of them real quickly.
I would say for one reason and one reason only, I'm not a huge TV show watcher, but when Desperate Housewives was popular, it was the one time I could get my daughter, who was a teenager at the time, to sit down with me every week and for us to share something and laugh at something together or to gossip about something together. And so I have really, really fond memories. She's 30 now and just gave me a 5-month-old granddaughter who is the light of my life. But in those teenage years, it was hard to get her to pay attention to me for an hour at a time. And if Desperate Housewives was on, she would sit there with me. And I have fantastic memories of that. So I'd have to say that's my favorite TV show of all time, but that's the reason.
Well, I would say you're our very own Marlo Thomas, but that's another thing. What is your preferred place for a business meeting?
Anywhere that is not in downtown Tampa.
And that's enough said about that. What was your first song? What would be your theme song if they were making a movie of your life?
I Will Survive. We talked about some of the things that I have been through and some of the challenges, and I Will Survive. And I'll just leave that right there.
I love that. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie of all time is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I have done, I know, right, because I don't ever get one of those, probably is why. No, I did an event for a couple of years that I'd really like to resurrect, and it was Ferris Bueller's Day Off for CEOs. And we basically would tell them, dress casual, meet us in this parking lot at this time, and they knew nothing else. And so we recreated a lot of the scenes from the movie. We created new scenes from the movie. We took them in luxury buses to all these different places around town. So it was an opportunity to maybe experience some things they hadn't experienced before. We did the seventh inning stretch at a Rays game one year where they put us on the Jumbotron and everybody got to see us dressed up like Ferris Bueller and characters from the movie. And that just was, it was pretty iconic in the 80s when I grew up. And so I love recreating that day with CEOs and giving them a chance to relax and play together and, you know, kind of go back to those days and remember a simpler time.
Radio St. Pete offers to go along and carry it live. So just finally, your favorite famous person you've met?
You know, I haven't met a tremendous amount of what other people would think are famous people, but there's some pretty famous people in my life. Locally, Rhea Law has been just an incredible, incredible mentor to me since almost the day that I moved here. There's not a time that I've ever called her and asked her if she would meet with me or if she could spend a few minutes with me on the phone that she hasn't just given me her heart and soul and sage advice. And I think, well, she's the president of the University of South Florida, so she's pretty famous.
We all love her, and that's a good choice. You know, you don't have to be famous to be the most inspiring person. So, and I really have to say, after spending some time talking with you, I think that a lot of women could be inspired by your story. So finally, folks, listen, there's so much here. You need to go to tbbwmag.com, sign up for the newsletter, subscribe, and most importantly, follow the things. There's a Pasha palette about restaurants. There are people profiles and good life and lux life. But most of all, there are great ideas and thought leadership. So, Bridget, what is your advice for someone who is interested in succeeding in business? And I'm going to say it's not without trying. So what would be your advice as an expert of this and publisher of the magazine?
My advice would be to always be your authentic self. I think particularly in this town that authenticity goes a long way. I think people will bend over backwards for you. And if I had to say it in a soundbite, I would say voraciously protect your reputation and your relationships, because that currency is really all that you can take with you regardless of where you go. Those would be my soundbite pieces of advice.
Well, we love that, folks. You've been listening to Lunchtime Conversations. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Bridget Bello, we look forward to having you come on, talk about women who win, talk about your events, and most of all, talk about the great content in your award-winning magazine. Thanks so much for your time, Bridget.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, Nanette. I appreciate it.
Thank you.